Let's talk about e-scooters. So there's been more calls for enforcement this week around the use of illegally modified e-scooters. We had Fine Gael's Barry Ward on the station yesterday saying there have been no prosecutions since laws came into effect last year that effectively banned the modification of e-scooters. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this. He's been meeting with scooter users and those who have seen what can happen when things do go wrong. So Josh, remind us what is allowed and what is not permitted when it comes to e-scooters.
Well, Kieran, under the regulations that came in last May, I suppose there's a number of issues there, but some of the key requirements would be that you have to be 16 or more to ride. One, max speed of 20 kilometres an hour is allowed, and then e-scooters must also meet certain technical standards such as your lights, reflectors, brakes and a bell. But are these being adhered to by everyone? They're not. Just like cars, there are users who'll chance different things, break the law. When it comes to the modifications, the most common enhancing measure would be around changing batteries. This will give you more range but also more speed. So there are scooters going around there that can go over 60 kilometres an hour, and it's actually possible to even rank some of them up to 100 kilometres an hour. So look, obviously very dangerous if you come off one at those speeds. I went out to Clontarf and I met with a few people on the cycleway there, and I was chatting away to those using the scooters and e-bikes as well, because the regulations for e-bikes came into effect at the same time last May. This man tells me about his experience of owning an e-scooter.
The whole thing cost me €650. I had it about 6 months, the battery died. I've had four punctures on it since I got it, and it's €25 a puncture. €150 for the second-hand battery. Then odds and ends, you're talking another €100, the chains, locks
and any close calls, did you ever fall off it?
Unfortunately, I had it 20 minutes and I came off it.
Did you badly injure yourself? Or?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Head first. I literally only had it 20 minutes. And it started light drizzle of rain, and I didn't realise I went across a manhole cover, and the wheel just shot straight from under me. But my whole face, road rash all down the side of my face, elbow, shoulder, a couple of fingers in this hand. I was off work for 2 weeks with it. I've crashed motorbikes in my day, big CC ones, and walked away from it, and I got badly stuffed on this one.
It hasn't made you start wearing the helmet yet?
It did for about a week, but I'm going to have to get back into that habit.
And do you have it modified or tweaked to go faster?
No, it's 32 is the maximum on that. Somebody would be averaging around 26, 28. But when it is, say, going downhill, 32 is the maximum, which is 19 mile an hour.
Have you ever been stopped or anything by the guards?
No.
What kind of bike do you have here now?
Yeah, this is the Engway M20 electric bike. It's got double batteries. It can go at a speed of around 25 to 28 miles per hour. And it'll last around 4 days.
4 days?
Yeah,
that's the double battery, I suppose.
Yeah, double battery. And you get around 1,000 kilometres out of it. And gets me all over the place, you know.
And how does it work? So do you have to pull a throttle?
There's a throttle on it.
Yeah.
And then the cycle assist.
New laws were brought in last year to kind of regulate the speed limit and all that. But
yeah,
People are able to modify and tweak their scooters.
Yeah.
Are you able to?
Well, I leave it at 25.
But are you able to notch it up if you want to?
I could notch it up if I wanted it, you know. Like, can go much faster than that, you know.
Turn it into a motorbike.
Well, it's pretty close to a motorbike, you know.
You just don't have the taxi.
No, not yet.
Well, I guess the problem, Josh, is like that first man, when you come off it. So do we know what happens? Like, do we have statistics? How many people are injured from incidents involving e-scooters?
Well, the RSA carried out a survey and published the results back in May. It found that e-scooters are now perceived as the most dangerous form of transport in Ireland, passing out motorbikes in terms of perceived risk. Out of the e-scooter users who were asked in the survey, nearly 1 in 4 regular users have been involved in a collision, while 1 in 3 have experienced a near miss. And actually, all reported collisions involved men. So look, the dangers are quite common, and it's not hard to see why, especially in urban areas, in the cities, when you have so many different obstacles and types of transport nipping in and around, sharing the same space. And then for the user who's up on two small wheels, there's not a lot of protection there. I took a visit to St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin earlier today, where I met with Dr. John Legg, who's a consultant in emergency medicine. He told me they're treating patients who've been injured in e-scooter incidents on a weekly basis.
We're definitely seeing a progressive increase in presentations from e-scooter related injuries. I can only tell what we see through our front door here in the emergency department. So we'd see anything up to at least 100 patients a year coming through the doors. There's one ED in Dublin.
This is one ED in one hospital,
yeah,
in one county.
Yeah.
And tell me, what are the types of injuries that are sustained through incidents involving scooters?
They're mostly upper limb injuries, head injuries, facial injuries would be the most common types of injuries they get.
So it's not just
a few bumps and a few grazes, they can be quite serious.
Yeah, no, they're serious, and you might think like a broken wrist isn't that serious. Well, it isn't, but you are out of work for 6 weeks, so it does have huge impacts on people's quality of life and their ability to actually function.
Can a lack of PPE, kind of safety equipment, can that be part of it, or is it literally just the nature of how exposed you are to the elements?
I think that e-scooters are probably actually just inherently unsafe. The majority of people who get injured, the research shows they just happen to fall off the e-scooter, uneven surface, slippery ground, whatever it is. The wheels are very small, so they're unable to tolerate changes in the actual terrain very well. And then because you're up high, you've got a very high center of gravity, so any kind of knock will tip you off it with force, because you're going quite fast and then you fall from a height. The legislation that was enacted last May, which is quite sensible legislation, isn't really being adhered by anybody. You're still seeing multiple occupants on these scooters. You're seeing, you know, bags being dangled off them, and they're certainly going faster than 20 km/h.
Do you think, should there be stricter enforcement? Should the likes of helmets and everything, should there be more mandatory on that?
I don't think we need to bring in new rules or new legislation around this. I think we actually need to work with what we already have. And if we just enforce what we already had, we would see a change in an improvement in behaviour.
Okay, so that's what they're saying in St. Vincent's Hospital. There's been no prosecutions, as we said right at the outset, despite the fact this has been the law for over a year, since May last year. Have there been many seizures or you know, issues around the modifications fitted?
Well, in recent months, there has, I suppose, been a noticeable focus on their use by Gardaí, but more so scooters that are suspected to be used in criminal activity. Only 3 weeks ago, Gardaí seized 39 e-scooters in the south side of Dublin. What they also did during this operation, and there were pictures showing, they have, like, it's a treadmill, it's quite narrow, but they'll put the scooters up on this treadmill and pull the throttle to test the top speeds. One man who knows a lot about the mechanics of these devices and how they work is Robbie Ivek from E-Ride and E-Scoot. He's been repairing scooters now for over 7 years, and he runs a community group for the users. Now, you're not going to believe this, Kieran, but he recently actually rode a scooter from Dublin to Kilkenny. So,
stop. What?
Yeah. So maybe, look, if you're looking for another commuting option someday, it took him 18 hours, he said. 18 hours.
18 hours?
18 hours.
How did it take that long?
Left Dublin at 4 a.m.
Oh, and yeah, probably to stop and charge.
That was it. Yeah. So they had to keep stopping. Had to keep stopping and charging.
Yeah. Because you'd probably cycle it in about, well, it's cycling in about 5 hours straight, but you want to stop. So say 6 or 7 hours, you'd be there on a bike.
I wouldn't fancy being up on a scooter for 18 hours. Look, Robbie starts off explaining the different types of modifications people get.
Well, the most common thing is, of course, adding extra battery for getting more range. And, of course, modification of the maximum speeds. Now, that can be done with just changing a firmware or unlocking scooter, but there are also modifications where there can be some changes on the batteries, like increasing a voltage so that you can get much more power, much more torque, and of course much higher speeds.
You say unlocking the scooter, so some of them will be limited, they'll be restricted, but you can release more speed.
Yeah, most of the scooters are like, they used to be like 36 volt systems, and 36 volt systems can easily go 30, 35 kilometers per hour.
And when someone adds all the bells and whistles and tunes it up to the last, what could be a potentially top speed?
We saw even up to 60 kilometers per hour, but that's also dramatically reducing the range.
So 60 kilometers an hour is possible,
yeah,
on a scooter?
Yeah.
And more?
And more. There are scooters that go like 100 plus kilometers per hour.
Since the new laws were introduced, have your friends and your fellow community members, have you noticed, has there been an increase in speed checks or the Gardaí checking for modifications?
Well, yes. So in last couple of weeks or a month, we are getting reports every now and then. We saw that Garda got that treadmill, and they're stopping people and checking speeds and everything. And it is a bit frustrating, because in most cases, you know, it would be like scooters that were sold earlier before the legalization that are, let's say, unlocked to 25 kilometers per hour.
Okay, so that's what Robbie had to say, Robbie Ivick from the E-Ride community group. Laws are only enforced, says one listener, on the day that they're introduced as a photo op for the news, and then they're forgotten. It's not surprising that there's been no prosecutions. They probably can't catch them given how fast they are going, says somebody else. Any motorised vehicle should require a driving licence so they at least know the rules of the road, and a licence plate from the front and the back for the cameras and the cops to see. Perhaps insurance too. Once you're in a different class of speed than a push bike, you should have insurance. And this listener says, on a daily basis, I see under 16-year-olds whizzing around the estate I live on in Wicklow faster than cars. I am amazed there hasn't been any accidents, as some of the cars don't stick to the 30-kilometre-an-hour speed limit either. Did you speak to drivers, Josh?
I did, Kieran. And as I said at the very beginning, look, there are people who will push the boundaries and break speed limits in many different modes of transport. It's not just scooters, but I suppose what frustrates people who drive cars is the uncertainty around some of the scooters. I see it myself. It can really feel that they appear out of nowhere sometimes. All of a sudden, they cut in out of the lanes wearing full on, sometimes dark clothes, possibly have headphones on or their hoods up. And I suppose people feel they could have been the reason for knocking someone down. And who wants that on their conscience? I met with Pat and Aidy this afternoon. They use two different modes of transport, but both feel that there should be more enforcement around e-scooters.
I had an incident yesterday where when I had people in the carriage, two different people cut across me and the horse nearly.
You've yeah, pulled the reins,
yeah,
like?
Yeah, yeah. And I was going home one of the evenings there last week, and one of them flew through the breaking the lights.
And was there ever a close call? Did they ever nearly hit off the horse?
Yes, yes, yes.
Should the guards be clamping down on the moor or what?
Well, they'd have to bring in some law that they'd have to have some sort of license. I don't think they have even license for them.
And I suppose it must give the horse a fright as well.
Well, some of them do, you know. But most of the horses now that we have, you know, they're well trained.
Yeah, is this another obstacle you have to be aware of when you're
That's
making your way around?
That's exactly.
As a taxi driver, uh-huh. How much of an obstacle are the e-scooters?
Yeah, they're very dangerous on the road for everybody to manage with them, so which is not okay. But Gadi need to put more enforce on it, because if you look at it, they are very, very dangerous on the road.
Have you ever had some close calls?
I have very, very clash with them several times.
Did they hit off the car?
Yeah, and run away. I can show you in my car. Look at this. You
okay,
see the,
yes,
that's
yes,
one
yes.
there. Look at it.
Yep.
The damage and run away, so I can't claim for anybody. And so I have to do it by myself.
You can't chase after them?
No, because they are very dangerous on the road. I can't run
down alleyways.
Yeah, and John, they are facing one-way system every time.
Josh Crosby, thank you very much for that report. Adults shouldn't be allowed to go 25 kilometres an hour on an e-scooter. Nanny state madness, the assessment of one listener. I don't think it's about protecting the e-scooter user. I think it's about protecting other people they might barrel into. As somebody else says, both of the e-scooter users that Josh interviewed just now had vehicles that travel in excess of 25 kilometres an hour, and they seemed quite proud of it. Certainly one of them did. I think one of them actually meant kilometres an hour when he said 25. It goes 25 to 28 miles per hour. I said, well, maybe it does go nearly 30 miles an hour. I suspect he meant kilometres.